You're listening to SBS News.
The death of a 78-year-old woman in northwest Tasmania has pushed the national COVID-19 toll to 78. The state is battling an outbreak in the northwest of the state, prompting Premier Peter Gutwin to announce that retail restrictions in the region would be extended for another week until at least May the 3rd. The outbreak shut two hospitals earlier this month and also means schools in the region will be closed for the next 4 days of term two, while schools elsewhere in the state go back on the 28th of April. Mr. Gutwin says the measures are necessary and additional testing will be needed in the region.
What we need to do, especially in the northwest, is to deepen our testing and to ensure that we have a really good understanding of what's occurring right across that community. That's why today, following advice from Public Health, we've taken the extremely difficult decision to extend the additional restrictions, the additional retail restrictions that are in place on the northwest coast, out for another week until next Sunday, the 3rd of May.
At least 14 people have tested positive to coronavirus in Victoria after an outbreak at a private psychiatric facility. Five patients, five staff and four close contacts have tested positive since the first case was confirmed in late March. Victoria has recorded another six cases overnight, with a total of 1,343 confirmed cases and three of those people in hospital with one in intensive care. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says everything is being done to put a stop to the outbreak.
Cessation of transfers to any other health facility, making sure that staff are only working in single wards and that there's no work outside the facility for those staff, that everyone in that facility from the 24th of March are considered close contacts and are therefore either in quarantine if it's within the last 14 days or need to be tested before they're cleared to be out and about again.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy has announced government moves to test extensively across the country in coming weeks in a bid to detect and control potential outbreaks.
Every single jurisdiction has now, every state and territory has now broadened their testing criteria from today, some did it earlier, so that anybody with acute respiratory symptoms, cough, sore throat, runny nose, cold symptoms, flu-like symptoms can get tested. This will significantly expand the population of people tested.
New South Wales has a target to test 8,000 people every day for COVID-19. It conducted more than 7,200 tests in the past 24 hours, with seven new cases detected. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is encouraging anyone in New South Wales who suspects they should be tested to do so, with testing facility sites open 7 days a week.
The more people that get tested, the less likelihood of the spread, because we can identify those who've actually got the virus, identify their contacts and ask them all to go into isolation. And that's why it's so important for everybody or anybody who has symptoms to please come forward and get tested.
Queensland will bolster its coronavirus contact tracing task force by redeploying hundreds of public servants to assist with the roles in the state where more than 3,500 people remain in quarantine. Queensland health officials say the mission to stop COVID-19 from spreading is not over yet, as the government enhances testing and response capacity. The state government says 375 confirmed cases were diagnosed while in quarantine, and the thousands of people staying in isolation are preventing community transmission. The state has recorded four coronavirus-related deaths. Queensland's Attorney General Yvette D'Arth is urging the public to comply with orders.
We don't want anyone leaving their house unless they are getting health treatment. Someone on a quarantine order who is feeling unwell will contact 13 Health or a fever clinic or a GP and organise to go and get tested.
Meanwhile, Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese has sympathised with families who were unable to take part in Anzac Day marches this weekend. Coronavirus restrictions have forced the cancellation of commemorations, with many Australians expected to honour veterans in their driveways tomorrow. Mr Albanese has thanked servicemen and women still on duty, working to protect Australians, and reminded the community the day will be significant.
I will miss being at my usual functions where I'm at dawn commemorations each alternate year at Petersham Town Hall or at Balmain. And certainly it's difficult.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.